Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this new and better covenant where we don't come to a temple made by human hands, but we come to the throne of the living God. Come boldly to the throne of grace. And thank you, Father God, it's no more just Jews in Jerusalem. It's now the new Jerusalem where both Jews and Gentiles can come. So we're no longer Jews or Gentiles. We're now citizens of the kingdom. So thank you for this great reality that we can understand that which has come really 2,000 years ago, and we can now just abide in that kingdom, because that's a kingdom that doesn't shake. Everything else is shaking, but I thank you. We stand in you, with you, and for you. And so we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 129 from the ESV translation. Greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, greatly have they afflicted me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. The ploughers ploughed upon my back, and they made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous, and he has cut the cords of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backward. Let them be like the grass on the housetops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor the binder of sheaves his arms, nor do those who pass by say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's just so nice, you know, in the sense now we know that the kingdom, the greater realities, all these shadows have passed away, and God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has sent Jesus. He has dealt with sin, and righteousness is what we are pushing into now. And now we're not carnal men any longer. We're spiritual men. And yes, just as the Jews of old were ostracized by other nations and other people, now the wicked, the Antichrist, the carnal will come against us as children of the Most High God, sons of the living God, that has passed from death into life, that has come out from among the wicked, and now he walks with us. He's our Father, and he provides for us in every way. I think so beautifully I come back to that wonderful scripture in Hebrews 12, where it says, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to Mount Zion. And can you see all those shadows of Zion? And then he's even been a Jew has been taken away. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, the last verse, verse 29, with a true Jew is circumcised in his heart, and his praise is from God. So we have been brought into the kingdom, and it's here we listen to Jesus, and here we're in the presence of the Father, we're in presence of the angels, we're in the presence of the apostles and prophets, because we are the church born. Amen. And that's a great beauty. So this is the reality that is here, and the reality that's going to cover the earth. And that's why we need to understand this new Jerusalem. We need to understand this heavenly Zion, because that's what has come in through Jesus. And that's what Jesus, that's where Jesus is ruling and reigning. And that's where he's writing his laws on our hearts and our minds from. So we in these greater realities, and that's why we come boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy for the time of need, so we can walk conscious of our God and we can shine at all times. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed with every spiritual blessing pertaining to life and godliness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.